messages in all the world
is the fact that God loved us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross for us. And yet there is no more profound truth than that in all of the world. Thank you for being here on Mother's Day Sunday. That's wonderful. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and the mothers-to-be and all those wonderful things. And I'm so glad that you're here today. Come back tonight. What time is church tonight? 6 o'clock. After you go home and have a big meal and a nap, come on back. And we'll have a wonderful day. Trust me, you need your nap. And we'll have a wonderful time tonight. And we'll try out a bunch more new songs on you tonight. We'll just have a good time together around the Word of God. And turn in your Bible, if you would, to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 31. And when you find that, would you stand with me as we read the Word of God? Proverbs chapter number 31. Beginning in verse 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we could be here this morning, not only on this beautiful Sunday morning when we've come together to worship you and praise you and glorify you and learn more about you, but Lord, on this special day that we've set aside to honor mothers, those that have had such an impact in our hearts and lives. And God, today I pray that we'd be able to do that and that it would be honoring to you as well. And Lord, if there'd be one here in this place today that's never trusted Christ as Savior, I pray that today might indeed be the day that they realize their need and they trust Christ. And we'll thank you and praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The passage that we just read out of Proverbs chapter 31 is what we often call the virtuous woman. And in Proverbs there, we're hearing about this woman who is a blessing to her family and trains her children and is a help to her husband and at the same time runs her house and all those things that mothers do. Thank God for mothers. Amen? Be glad for your mother. And if you had a mother that brought you to church and taught you to love Jesus, then you were a step ahead of most. Amen? And what a wonderful, wonderful blessing. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 5, the Apostle Paul is the human author writing to Timothy, a young preacher under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And he says this, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." So here's a young man who's out in the ministry and serving God, and the Apostle Paul writes to him and says, remember where all this started. You had a grandmother that loved God, and she raised a daughter that loved God, and that daughter was your mother that raised you to love God. Isn't that a wonderful heritage? When you can look back and see that your mother taught you about Christ and her mother taught her and right on down the line, and there's a heritage that you can look back on. I know not everybody has that, but if you do, thank God for it. That's an extra added blessing that some folks don't have. For some of you, you're the first generation saved in your family. And nobody taught you about Jesus when you were a child and back on down the line. But if they did, thank God for it. And if they didn't, you better determine in your heart, you're the one that's going to start that process. Amen? And you're going to teach your children to love God, and they'll teach their children, and right on down the line, so that 100 years from now, they can look back and say, great grandma loved Jesus with all her heart. Amen? And she taught us about Him. There are a lot of things that mothers do, and you know there are a lot of things mothers do. Amen? There are things that get done every day just because mom does them and nobody notices because they just get done every day. They just happen. And we think somehow the sock fairy flew out of the sky and picked up the dirty clothes. Amen. And it wasn't the sock fairy. Most of the time it was mom. And she did it, and she got it washed, and she got everything taken care of, and she still did all the other things she needed to do, and somehow she managed to take care of the rest of us. Thank God for mothers. I like Mother's Day. My mother is still with us. She's 86 now, and she honestly doesn't get out much, and she's had some problems over the last few years, and she can't remember things, and she has trouble knowing if she had lunch or not. So she'll have lunch several times, and she doesn't mind that either. Amen? She enjoys that. But she's in good spirits, and thank God for her. I'm glad she's still with us. And I tell her now that she's 86, she might as well go to 100. And it's only 14 more years. And she'll be 87 this year, so it's really only 13 and a half. Amen? It's not that far, and you know how quickly 13 years can go by. We might as well go for the big 00 there. That'd be exciting. Thank God for the things that your mother taught you. My mother taught me important things. She did. She taught me all that stuff, you know, how about you chew with your mouth closed. You know about that? Some of you have heard that. How there's certain things you do and you don't do at the table. How you're supposed to put on clean underwear because you might be in an accident. As if anybody cares at that point. But for some reason, that's something in the foremost thought process of every mother. You might be in an accident, and Lord knows you want to have clean underwear on. Amen? Amen? I guess it'll reflect poorly on her if you don't. So, make sure you got all that taken care of. And there are little things that you could tell us that your mother taught you that you still remember, and you find, whether you're a mother or a father, you find yourself repeating that stuff that you thought was so ridiculous, you never wanted to hear it again, and all of a sudden it pops right out of your mouth. You just say it. You know why? Because your mother ingrained it in your thinking so strongly that you can't escape it if you want to. Amen? It's in there, and you've got it. And when you can't remember your own name, you'll remember the stuff your mother taught you. Amen? You will. But there are other things that my mother taught me that I'm so thankful for. More than just those everyday things and all the important stuff. She taught me to value the Word of God. I'm glad she taught me that. She taught me the value of the Word of God. In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." It's a valuable thing. It really is. And I saw her not only tell me that the Bible was important. The first Bible I had, I remember, she got it for me for Christmas. And I remember opening up my very first Bible that was my very own. You know, it wasn't a leftover one from somebody else. It was my very own. And it came, and she wrapped it up and gave it to me for Christmas, and I still have it somewhere in a box. And I was so proud of that Bible, and I was so pleased with that Bible. She taught me that was important. Very important. Not only did she teach me it was important, I saw that it was important. She had this ratty old Bible, and over the years, she's had dozens of Bibles, and I've gotten her new Bibles and, you know, fancy covers and different sizes and all kinds of stuff. And she had this old ratty Bible with one of those fakey, not real leather covers with cardboard in it and a little zipper around it. And she had that ratty old Bible. That one she didn't take to church. She didn't carry it around because the truth is, if you moved it much, it'd just fall apart. If they were not well made, and it was just a ratty old thing. That's the one that she kept by her bed. That was always by her bed. And you know what I would see at night? I would see her laying in her bed with her lamp on, reading her Bible. Not once did she ever chase me into my room and say, "Sit down and read your Bible." She never did it. Not once. She probably should have, but she never did. You know what she did instead? She read her own. Yeah. And I saw her read, and that taught me the value of the Word of God. Taught me that it was important to her. It was very important. And it's become very important to me over the years. You see, she taught me how valuable it was because I saw that it was valuable in her life and it became valuable in mine. She taught me the value of being in church. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, and such and so much more as ye see the day approaching." Listen, I don't know about you, but there are some bad days approaching. You just be honest. Watch the news, read the paper, look around at the world around you. There's some bad days approaching, and the coming of our Savior is approaching. And he said, as you see the day approaching, you need to be together more in the house of God. You know what she taught me? She taught me it was valuable to be in church. She taught me, as a matter of fact, that there's no excuse for missing. You better be nearly dead and have your arm laying beside you. If you're going to tell me that you hurt too bad to come to church, you had better be in serious pain. Amen? It had better be serious, and you better be dead or have a note saying you're about to die or you're not staying home. That's what she taught me. I had a drug problem as a child. She drugged me to Sunday school. She drugged me to church. She did. And she made sure that we were there, and we were there all the time, and I'm glad. She taught me it was important. When she was a young thing of 78, she was still playing the organ at church for every service. She was still teaching Sunday school, the little people class. And my sister-in-law had picked her up for lunch one day, and she slipped on the ice and fell and bent her finger back, her little finger. I mean, just popped it all the way back. Went to the doctor. They put this weird-looking thing on it with some little strings back here and a cast, and it was stuck way out to the side. Just looked awful. And she had that on her finger. And you know what her biggest concern was? Well, who's going to play the organ if I don't show up on Sunday morning to play the organ? You know what she figured out by Sunday night? She didn't need that finger to play the organ. She could play like that, stick that finger up in the air, and everything would be fine. That was her concern. I've got to go and do the ministry that I've agreed to do. I've said I'll be there to do that, and I'm going to be there to do it no matter what, and I'm going to do as much of it as I can possibly do. She taught me the value being in the house of God. I'm not lying when I say we didn't skip because somebody coughed or sneezed. You listen, you had to be losing your lunch in the parking lot, and then it'd be around the building so you could come in as soon as you're done. Amen. That's just the way it was, and that's the way we did it, and it was not a question, and nobody asked. She taught me the house of God was a special place. You come in, and I know things have changed and life is different, but she told me, you come in, you sit down, you shut up, and you pay attention. Amen? I'll just be honest with you. Not one time in all my years, even as a teenager, I never sat with my friends. Not one time. You know why? Wasn't allowed. We were going to sit in the pew with Mom, and we were going to sit there and shut up and pay attention. Amen? And nothing other than that was acceptable, even to the slightest degree. And as a little kid, you might as well, oh, my. You'd be better off to shoot out one of the church windows with a BB gun than to run in the auditorium. If you ran in that auditorium, the wrath of God would fall. Boom! Just like that. It was bad stuff. Now, my mother never lied to me. And she told me, if you run in this building, I will hurt you. And I never did. Not one time. Other kids would run. I did not run because my mother told the truth. And I knew. I didn't know what she would do, but I knew it would be horrible. And I didn't do it. I never did it. I never ran. But years later, I went back and preached at the 40th anniversary of that church. Just a few old people that were still there when I was a little kid. And I asked them, do you remember? I asked my old Sunday school teacher, do you remember me ever running in church? She said, oh, no, your mother would never have allowed that. Just want to make sure I was telling the truth. That was just simply not an option. You just came in and sat down and paid attention. I'm glad she taught me that. Can I just tell you the truth? It was a boring church. It really was. It was boring. It was dead at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I still had to sit there and pretend I was paying attention. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't draw, I couldn't doodle, I just had to sit there and look at the preacher. And because of that, you know what happened? I accidentally learned a lot of the Bible. It just kind of happened because I couldn't look at anything else. I had to look at the preacher. So I accidentally learned some of the Bible. Amen? I'm glad that I did. Now I'm glad. Amen? Thank God that she taught me the value of being in the house of God. I remember sitting on this Saturday night. We'd sit at the kitchen table and go over our memory verse for Sunday morning.
because we had a memory verse every Sunday morning in Sunday school, and she knew we hadn't learned them yet. So we'd sit at the table, and we would learn our memory verse. Oh, that grieved me. I'm so glad we did that. I still remember a lot of those verses today, and I'm thankful for it. She taught me the value of the Word of God. She taught me the value of the house of God. She taught me to be faithful, even when it's not easy. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6 says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? I told you, all those years, she taught Sunday school. She played the organ. She taught in Bible school. She did it. She was there for everything. She did it and did it and did it and did it. And for years, after I was out of the house, my sister was out of the house, she did it all by herself because my father wouldn't go. All those years of all that stuff, she did it without support from Dad. Now, I wish she had had that support, but he was not interested in the things of God. He had gotten saved as a young man in Vacation Bible School, and along the line, because of some bad testimony of some of his family, he dropped out of church altogether and wouldn't go. He only came with us Easter, Christmas, occasionally some kind of special event, but it was Mom that got us up and drug us off to Sunday school and church. It was Mom that took us to Bible school. It was Mom that got us to camp. It was Mom that took us everywhere we needed to go and made sure that we were involved and in the house of God and running back and forth to all the special stuff. It was Mom that did that, even without help from Dad. And toward the end of his life, Dad started going to church with her again. The last few years of his life, he started going, oh, he'd go a couple times a month, he'd go. Just because he thought he probably needed it. And he kind of liked the preacher. And so he'd go. You know what that teaches me? That if she hadn't done it all those years, he probably wouldn't have done it at the end. But she was faithful all those years. Thank God that she was. Because I got saved when I was 7 years old. Because she drug me off to Vacation Bible School. What an awful thing to do in the summer when you could go play in the woods. She drug me off to Bible school, and I got saved. Amen. Thank God for it. She taught me the value of the Word of God. She taught me the value of church. She taught me the value of being faithful. Faithful. Not only that, she taught me that God is in control. I'm glad of that. In 1998, my father went on to heaven, and it was very sudden. He had cancer, and he had some problems, but it was nothing that was going to take his life soon. It was going to be a long, slow process. And all of a sudden, he went into the hospital and had some issues and had a rupture in his intestine, and there he went. He was gone. And they had flown him from Soldotna, my little hometown, up to Anchorage. Life flighted him because things had started to go south on him in a hurry, and my mother and my sister were driving to Anchorage. It's about 3 hours because you have to go out around the water and over the mountains. The flight is only about 20 minutes, so they put him on the plane, flew him to Anchorage. I was already preaching in Palmer, just an hour outside of Anchorage, so I drove down to the hospital, and I got in there, and they wouldn't let me in the room, and I met Mom and my brothers and my sister out in the waiting room. And the doctor came out, and he told us that they had lost him, that Dad had gone. And it's a Catholic hospital, Providence Hospital in Anchorage. And so a little nun came by. A little nun came by and she said, would you like me to get a priest for you? And my mother stood there and she said, oh, no, we're saved. She said, we don't need a priest. We're saved and he's a preacher. So. And the nun was gone. Amen. She said, well, would you like that room over there? I said, sure, we'll take the room. So we went over and sat in the room and talked about it. You see, she taught me that God is in control. Nobody had a crisis except my one brother. Nobody fell apart, and he just couldn't handle it, and he took off. And the rest of us sat there and talked about what to do next, and thankful that Dad had made a profession of faith and told us he was sure he was going to heaven. And thankfully, he was in heaven. God's in control. Amen. That was a wonderful, wonderful lesson. You know what Mom taught me? The most important thing she ever taught me? She taught me. I remember when I learned John 3:16. I remember it. I remember memorizing it. I do. You know who taught me John 3:16? Mom. She did. She taught me. You know what she taught me? The most important thing in all the world. That God loved me so much that He sent His Son to die for me. Mom didn't lead me to the Lord. She didn't do that. But she taught me the truth of the Word of God. And as a little kid, she instilled it in my heart. And then when she got me to Vacation Bible School that one summer, and that guy, for some reason, was talking about being saved. And I was sitting on that rickety little bench in the basement of Soldotna Baptist Church. And all of a sudden, all that stuff she'd taught me made sense. And that day I trusted Christ as Savior. You know why I was ready to get saved at 7 years old in Vacation Bible School? Because for years before that, she'd been teaching me the truth of the gospel. That God loved me and sent His Son to die for me. And that day, for some reason, the Spirit of God got a hold of my heart and I trusted Christ as Savior. I'm glad my mom taught me those things. Maybe you didn't grow up at home like that. Maybe you didn't have somebody that taught you the Word of God and took you to church and saw to it that you learned verses and all. Maybe you didn't have that. I'm so sorry because you missed out. You really did. But you can start doing that for your family. You can show them by your example the importance of the Word of God and the house of God and faithfulness. And you can teach them through your life that God is in control. And you can prepare them for that day when they'll hear the gospel and it'll make sense. Oh, it may not be today, but it may be next week or the week after. And you should feed them as much truth as you can so they'll be ready on that day when they hear the gospel. Amen. Maybe you're here today, you've never trusted Christ as Savior. You ought to today. Because just like God loved me and sent His Son for me, He sent Him for you as well. That's why He came, was for you and for me and people with no hope, so that we could have hope, so that one day we can meet again in heaven. And the only way that can happen is if we both know Christ as Savior. It's the only way that can happen. If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ, you need to get saved. And if you're here today and you're saved, you need to determine in your heart that you're going to take the truth that you've learned, that somebody else taught you, and you're going to pass it on. So someday they can look back and say, my mom taught me. My grandma taught me. My great-grandma taught her on down the line. Thank God for mothers that love God. I'm glad that my children have a mother that loves God with all her heart, that's teaching them the things my mother taught me. How about you? Let's stand together and pray. Heavenly Father, thank You that we could be here this morning. Lord, thank You for a mother that taught me truth. Lord, thank You for each and every one of these mothers here. And I pray, Lord, that they would determine in their hearts this morning that they're going to teach truth to their children. Not just by word, but by example. So that their children can indeed rise up and call them blessed. And Lord, again, if there's one here today lost without Christ, man, woman, boy, girl, doesn't matter. Lord, if there's somebody here lost without Christ, I pray that today they would come and they would get saved before it's too late. And that they would determine in their heart that they're going to follow You and serve You. They might be the first one in their family. They might be the only one. They might start a brand new chain of events in their family that somebody can point back to one day. Lord, I pray if there's somebody like that, that they'd come get saved this morning. We ask You to work in each and every heart, and we'll thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. With Your head.